Back here on the Mighty 690 at 9:08. It is time for our update from the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce. Joining us, we have Director Candy Westbrook. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. Doing great.
So what is all happening here? It's like a return to winter, but hey, it's hopefully this is the last of it, right?
Oh my gosh, I'm just so over it. But it's okay. Yes, you're right. It's just about towards the end of this weekend, Easter weekend, and it's going to be beautiful outside.
Yeah, 80 degrees or so. So
I'm
that's going to be good.
Yes, and we have a special guest with us
today.
So Lene Ivy, am I saying it right?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
So she has a chance to go sing the national anthem at the Tulsa's Driller game. And so she's going to tell us a little bit about it and how we can help her.
That's amazing.
Yep. So a couple weeks ago, I got the chance to audition for the Drillers game. And just last week, we got the email saying that I made top 10. So I'll have a chance to sing for their game on like opening weekend on April 13th. And yep. So you can vote for me to see if I can win.
Well, we definitely want to vote for you. Now, how is what does the process look like? Is there like a website we go to? How does that all work?
Yep, their website is on the WKOP Facebook page. So yeah.
Yeah, and I know I've seen it. Hersh's has shared that too, because I know you work over there at the Hersh's, right?
Yep.
Are you the head ice cream scooper over there?
I wish.
That's great. Well, it's apropos because we have today being National Ice Cream Day. So.
Oh, well, that's perfect.
In my mind, I'm making it up, but it's we're asking about the actual question of the day here is what's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
So. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm never good at these questions because
decide.
No, I just like too many things. I'm just a foodie, so
yeah.
I probably mint chocolate chip though. What do you think?
Probably same.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And see, you get all the flavor. You get to see all those specialty flavors and stuff. So, yeah, I just was like, I'm like, well, we need a question, so I'm just going to pretend it's ice cream day, and so we'll just ask, even though it's kind of cold today. So, that would be awesome. So, if what's the deadline for the votes closing and everything?
Not this Friday, but next Friday.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got about a week and a half, so yeah. And if you can't find their Facebook page, just call the chamber and I can forward the link. So we've got the link saved as well, so we can forward it on.
And now how did this whole opportunity, you know, come about? I know you've been singing and all that sort of thing before,
right.
But...
We just kind of saw it on their Facebook page, and my mom was like, do you want to do this? And I was like, sure. So yeah.
Yeah.
And you just got back not too long ago from another trip where you got to sing. What was that about?
I got to sing on Carnegie Hall with a choir of about 141 kids. And yeah, that was really cool.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. First time in New York, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we had you on, I know, before you went there. And I mean, I bet that was an awesome experience.
Mm-hmm. It really was.
That's really cool. No, that is so great. So hope everyone can go out and vote for Lene and, you know, just make sure that we represent here because I think this is going to be great.
Yeah, let's represent our region. So, and I know last night you were in second place. So we got to keep that going.
Yeah.
Keep the momentum going.
Head out there and vote because, it's just going to be awesome. So variety of pages out there. We'll try to share some information out as well so people can vote for you. And I hope you get that opportunity. And then, of course, you may have mentioned it. If you do get that, first place there, when would the actual, do you know the date for when you'd be singing?
April 13th.
April 13th. Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Great. Fantastic.
Awesome.
So.
Yeah,
that'd be really cool.
Thank you for sharing with us.
Yep, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I'm always happy to have you on, Lene. So
yeah.
That is great. So, well, good luck, and we're all rooting for you.
So. All right.
All right. What other updates do we have, Candy?
Okay. Well, a few other things. So, last few weeks, I've talked about our Women in Business Conference. It sold out in 2 weeks' time. It was crazy. So, we're working on trying to open up a couple more spots. So, if you're really wanting to attend, call me. I've got a wait list started, and if we can open up a few more spots, we're going to fill in a few more people. So that will be April 18th, and we've got amazing speakers coming in to join us, and it's going to be just really a great opportunity for our community, so I'm excited. This Thursday, if you're free, which will be tomorrow, join us as we spotlight Green Acres Florist. They are our business spotlight of the month, and that'll be at 9:30 a.m. So if it was warmer out, then everybody could be doing shopping for all their, you know, all their gardening needs. So that's what I'm waiting for is when it gets warm, I'm start planning. So
yeah. Give us a couple days here.
Yeah. The next big event will be our Chamber 101, and that'll be on April 25th. And that's for either a new member or someone that's wanting to know more about the chamber, or maybe you're just considering joining. It's just kind of a let's learn all about the chamber and how it works and then how we can help our businesses. So April 25th, call me and I can get you signed up for that. Okay, a few other things. The city has several board openings, so this is a great time to get involved. Encourage you to put your name in there and get involved in the community. You can visit their website, and then they have a list of all the different openings going on. Okay, attention nonprofits. The Thriving Rural Grants is open back up. It's the Patterson Family Foundation, and they're bringing back it's called Thriving Rural Grants to help our small communities like Coffeyville. If you are a 501c3, then that's a really good opportunity to get some good funding for all kinds of different projects for your organization or for the community as a whole. So I've got the link to that, or you can just search Thriving Rural Grants under the Patterson Family Foundation. April 3rd, from 1 to 2, volunteers are needed to help clean up at LeClaire Park. It's for their stream bank. So you can contact the city for more details, but getting that all ready for fishing season and just all the activities that we have down at LeClaire Park. So I'm excited about that. A couple business updates, and then I'll share some events, and we'll be good. If you didn't know, Class LTD offers an EcoShred service. So you can get rid of all your papers and all your waste, but that way it doesn't end up in the landfill. So it's kind of a good way to kind of protect the environment, but also help the residents and the people at Class LTD. So, want to give a shout out, CRMC hosted their annual awards, and Robert Foster won the, I don't know which one, but Robert Foster and Travis Lloyd, they were the 2023 Daisy and Bee of the Year awards. So congratulations to them. I'm really excited about this one. Chick Days is coming to Coffeyville Feed and Farm. And you know what? I didn't put the date on there. Oh my goodness. Okay, well, I'll look it up or you can give me a call, but it's at Coffeyville Feed and Farm, and you can just show up that day. They have thousands of little baby chicks. They're so cute. I love it. And actually, you can call ahead to reserve to make sure you're guaranteed to get what you want. Also, for special order only, they have ducks, geese, turkeys, and then for an added bonus, you can get entered to win a 50-pound, and I don't know what this means exactly, ADM Pen Pals Chick Starter and Feeder for every 5 chicks purchased.
Okay, so. Looks like we have April 4th at 9 a.m. and then April 18th at 9 a.m.
Okay.
So a couple dates coming up.
That's good. It's just so fun. It's just a good time of year. So save that date for that. All right, some other events we have coming up. March 29th, the Flashlight Egg Hunt at Walter Johnson Park is going to be happening, and that's in place of the Underwater Extravaganza. April 1st is the magic show, and I brought a little flyer on that. So they have 3 award-winning magicians coming. So Keith Leff, Jeremy, and then Magic by Pete, our own local Magic by Pete. And that's April 1st, 7:30. That's at the Spencer Rounds Theater. They got a sponsor, and so it's free admission. So it's sponsored by the Coffeyville Community College. So I highly suggest you stop out because I know I've got to see a couple of them, but all 3 of them, like I said, are award-winning, wonderful. We all need a little laughter in our lives. So, yeah, make sure you join that. Then we have on April 3rd, next week, is Business Over Breakfast. We have Amy from our office talking about the NASA exhibit. Wow, we've been getting so many calls on that. It's really popular. We have Live Well Montgomery County talking about some initiatives in our county. And then we have Krista from CCC who's going to be talking about the auction. So, speaking of auction, May 3rd is the CCC scholarship auction. This year it's a beach vacation theme.
Oh.
So I don't know what all that means, but I guess you can come out in your Hawaiian shirts and your flip-flops. But it's a new night this year. Usually it's been Saturday, but they moved it to Friday. So May 3rd on Friday, doors will open at 4, dinners at 6, and then the live auction begins at 7 p.m. So Chris is going to be talking a lot more detail about it at our Business Over Breakfast. We'd love to have everybody come out for that. A couple other quick things coming up. I love April. April's a good time of year. All kinds of fun stuff. April 13th is the Rotary Seafood Boil. And that'll be out at Cedar Bluff Camp. It's so much fun. It's $40, but you literally get like a a whole picnic table full of food in front of you. So it's a whole big Cajun seafood boil. If you aren't into seafood, then they do have brisket and hot dogs. So it's a good time to bring out the kiddos too. They're going to have games, water and tea and food, and that's $40. And then you can also BYOB. Call Julie Volker at Community State Bank for tickets and reservations. And then the last one, oh, and I had a flyer for that too. I'm excited about this one. Fall is soup. Spring is salad. So damn. Festival of Salads. It's the Salad Bake and Craft Sale, Salvation Army Community Service Volunteers. That'll be April 9th from 11 to 1. Tickets are $7. You can buy in advance or you can get them at the door. I know every year there's a line out the door. Last couple times I've went anyway. But it's a good fundraiser to help those serve the ones in need here in Coffeyville for the Salvation Army. And it's at First Baptist Church, which is on 9th and Elm. So Festival of Salads, yummy day, and a great way to get back to the community. So I think that is all the events we have coming up. Like I said, April and May are always hopping times, and I'm excited about that. And
okay.
I think that was all. So.
Excellent. Well, Candy and Lene, thank you so much for coming on by here today.
Thank you.
Yeah, and remember, go vote for Lene. Do it now. Do it now while you're thinking about it. So.
Yeah, and you can do it every day. Mm-hmm. You can go back and keep voting. So.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Very good.
Awesome.
All right. Well, hey, coming up, we do have more Open Line here in moments on the Mighty 690 KGGF, so keep it here.